There is one last chance to double your impact when you donate during this May fundraiser. It's Match Monday, and the Investors Challenge Fund is matching donations, today only, up to $25,000. We need to put every dollar of these funds to use for our newsroom in the months ahead so we can keep you and people across the country informed. Give right now and generously at marketplace.org/donate.
My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
Loyalty programs for cards, hotels, airlines. Can companies switch the rules at whim? I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Are airlines and credit cards playing fair with miles and points we accumulate? The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and the U.S. Department of Transportation held a hearing yesterday on loyalty programs with the view that frequent flyer miles and credit card points are assets to be protected. I spoke to U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg about this. Secretary Buttigieg, welcome to Marketplace.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
I know it can be annoying when an airline frequent flyer or a credit card changes the rules for a loyalty program, but aren't these just perks, easy come, easy go?
Well, I think they're not just perks. They're increasingly something we think of as part of our savings. So the difference, of course, is unlike the money in your bank account, there's a company that can unilaterally decide to change what those points or miles are worth. And we want to make sure that, like anything else of value in our economy, any transactions and any advertising about this is fair, truthful, and transparent.
I want to get back to the transparency, but what are some of the complaints your team and the team over at the CFPB are looking into?
Well, one issue we're concerned about is these devaluations. You think the points are worth a certain amount, and then that changes. And that's especially important if you make a decision, like a decision to book a ticket with a higher airfare or to sign up for a credit card with a high annual fee or a higher APR, because you think in return you're getting a certain value in terms of points. If they change that on you, it's something that we need to look at. Another issue that we're seeing is a confusion over what the points are actually worth. It's pretty rare for an airline to publish what they say the sort of dollar valuation of a mile or a point is, but in some cases, we see that they have a certain implied value in terms of the flights you can get, or you can even use it to buy a sandwich on board, but then a completely different value if they're offering to sell those points back to you. We even see transaction fees when you're trying to transfer points that are sometimes more than the total value of the points you're transferring. Those are the kinds of things we want to have a clearer look at and get a real understanding of to make sure that customers, passengers are being treated fairly.
So transparency, rules should be clear. I mean, some worry that that could be lost in fine print only a lawyer could love, but okay, our duty would be to read through. You said equitable, I think. What did you have in mind?
Well, we need to make sure that you know what you're paying for and that customers are treated fairly. Again, this is especially important because often the design of these points programs mean that you're not picking the product with the lowest price. Whether we're talking about a credit card fee or an airfare, you will consciously choose something that costs more because of the value you feel like you're getting with the points that come along with that. That means these points are something of real economic value. And like anything with real economic value, we need to make sure that any transactions around that are fair and above board.
Absent legislation, I guess, do you and or the CFPB have power beyond holding hearings to force transparency and fairness?
We do have a lot of authority here and a responsibility to address unfair or deceptive practices in airlines, and we're teaming up with CFPB because, of course, they have a lot of authority as it relates to financial firms and credit card companies. Now, we're not coming into this with any preconceived conclusions. We haven't decided on a rule or anything like that, but we do hear enough from passengers and customers about this that we've come to realize that in the same way that we have rules around refunds or other parts of the passenger experience, we need to be taking a look at this too.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, thank you very much.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
I also talked to the Transportation Secretary about who's going to pay for the Baltimore Bridge collapse. Marketplace.org is one way to hear that. There is one last chance to double your impact when you donate during this May fundraiser. It's Match Monday, and the Investors Challenge Fund is matching donations, today only, up to $25,000. We need to put every dollar of these funds to use for our newsroom in the months ahead so we can keep you and people across the country informed. Give right now and generously at marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Interest rates are embedded in just about everything, and market players listen intently for hints about when they might go lower. Yesterday, the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco, Mary Daly, spoke out east. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer was there and joins us now live. Hey, Nancy.
Hey, David. So Daly was at George Mason University's Mercatus Center in Northern Virginia. And like the other Fed officials who spoke this week, she implied that interest rates will stay high for longer as the Fed continues trying to dampen demand, slow the economy, and bring down inflation.
But more signs of cooling yesterday. The number of people filing new claims for unemployment benefits went up more than expected. You asked Daly?
I did. I also asked her about last week's jobs report, which showed more signs of cooling. Asked her if she would be willing to cut interest rates if we got more bad news on jobs and the unemployment rate, even if inflation wasn't totally under control.
Right now, we have a strong and healthy labor market, but absolutely have to keep an eye on that, continue to watch. So I'd say the recent readings, I have my eye on it, but I'm not yet worried.
Daly said she would not describe the labor market as fragile or faltering.
Markets are still positioned for interest rate cuts later this year. Did Daly weigh in?
Yeah, she said there's just too much uncertainty to make any projections right now. But she did say if unemployment was on the rise and inflation started cooling off again, it would be appropriate to lower rates. But if inflation stays stalled, she would not be in favor of a cut unless the labor market did start faltering.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer, thank you. We could be in for a new sriracha shortage after Huey Fong Foods, the California-based maker of the hot sauce that improves many a failed cooking experiment, announced it was halting production of its flagship red sauce till September. In a letter to distributors, the company said its crop of red jalapeno peppers were too green. The suggestion is the color, not the taste, is the issue. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Marketplace Morning Report from APM American Public Media.
Hey, everyone. It's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work. while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.